What's up, y'all? This is Kendrick Lamar. I just wanted to shout out my boy John Tozeski. This boy's so humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Yeah, I also check out my new album. It's called Damn. I actually got the motivation for it because I was listening to my favorite podcast all time. This, that, and those, and I was like, damn. So that's why I named it Damn, because I said damn when I was listening to the podcast. Yeah. So without further ado, I just want to know that I love this podcast. Here's John, and enjoy the podcast, y'all.
Wow, that was weird. That was like a weird, very, very Asian Kendrick Lamar that just joined us. Huh. People, shit's getting weird on this podcast. I'm going to say this just one time. If you have any ideas of anybody that would like to sponsor this podcast, you would be the first person to sponsor this podcast. So, yeah. Either message me on some kind of social media, or email me, or text me if you know my number, and we'll figure something out. It's that Sarah High time. Oh yeah, also, you guys voted. This is going to be the pot cast. For those of you who voted on my Twitter poll, I thank you. Anyway, time to get into these Saraha messages. Also, I want you guys to know that the people, your guys' favorite dinosaur, the dinotastic question of the day, what's your favorite dinosaur? The options were T-Rex, Brontosaurus, Raptor, Stegosaurus, Pterodactyl Dinobots, or Triceratops Spinosaurus. And 70% of people voted T-Rex Brontosaurus. That is the winner. Winner, wiener, chicken dinner. Anyway, here is the Saraha messages of the day. If I'm not saying that right, you guys need to call me out on it and tell me how to say it. I know it's not Sarah, because that'd be a stupid way to spell Sarah. Plus, it would also be stupid to name your app Sarah, I think. Anyway, how does dick taste, homo? Okay, we're not off to a good start. I don't know what dick tastes like. Maybe you're the homo. You're like a really shitty version of Colin Cowherd, but like if he was bald and really shitty. Seriously, really, really shitty. Okay, guys. You guys are monsters. I don't even know. You guys are just rude to me. I put this out there for you to leave me messages and tell me how much you love me. And like, how much this podcast means to you, and you guys just shit all over me. I'll just read the next one. Let me gather myself. Okay. If the box is square, and the pie is a circle, and the slice is a triangle, is pizza a geometry lesson? Oh my god. My listeners are just the smartest people in the world, because I would have never got that. By the way, if you guys hear something in the background, it's a fan. I'm doing a garage cast, I'm going to call these, when I go. You guess where I'm at. I'll give you one guess where I'm at for the garage cast. No, it's not my room. Try again. Basement? That was a good guess. No, I'm in my garage, guys. That's why I call it a garage cast. Silly fucks. Anyway, what is your favorite kind of porn to watch? Mine is nugget porn. In quotations, people with no arms or legs. I'm going to agree with you. I love watching me some nugget porn. Except my nugget porn is way different. I like watching people dip chicken nuggets into different sauces and eat them real sexually. And that really gets me going, especially if they're dipping it in like some spicy barbecue. Oh, I'm about to bust when I see a person dipping some nuggets. By the way, if you eat nuggets, I don't know where I'm going with this. Sometimes I was watching The Office and Michael Scott, like, you know, the boss, he was like, sometimes I like to start a sentence and have it find its way along the way. And that's kind of what I just did. And it didn't work. Roses are red, violets are blue. If I was dead, it would be better than listening to you. Oh my God. You people. Oh my God. Fucking monsters. Why are you like this to me? You are so rude. You seem like a guy who keeps it 100. By 100, I mean 100 yards away from schools and playgrounds, you goddamn kid diddler. Okay, whoever, that's probably, I'm gonna guess that that's Dan, because he knows Always Sunny is like our thing, and they always call somebody in that a kid diddler. Or maybe, no, it was Frank. He said he wasn't a kid diddler. So Dan, I know that's you. Hey, wanna hook up? I identify myself as a dog, so technically it's not cheating. I'm a golden retriever, if it helps. Oh boy. Only if I can call you a bitch, because a bitch is a female dog. Get it? You're a poor man's Michelle Beadle. Okay. You suck. Okay? Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. You guys are giving me a lot of confidence today. You suck monkey boners and you like it. You guys are just fucking savages. Let's see. JC's hot. What's her name stand for? Well, here's the thing. I'm not gonna tell you because you're a fucking creep. JC's hot. What's her name stand for? For you, it's JC, you creep. Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? How do you get over being jealous of your girlfriend's guy friend? Side note, do you think... Well, alright, first one. How do you get over being jealous of your girlfriend's guy friends? Real talk, you don't. You just gotta deal with it. Don't be a psycho. I went down there. Look, I'm jealous of my girl's guy friends. You just gotta trust them. That's really all there is to it. Because if you start being a psycho, she's not gonna like you. She's not gonna like that. You're gonna push her away. She's gonna break up with you. You're gonna be super sad. And you just don't want to do that. That's all there is to it. I mean, you could talk to her about it and be like, look, as long as she's not, here's my thing. If she's like hanging out with just some dude and she's like, no, it's my friend, then I'm gonna be pissed. If it's just her and a dude, if she goes out with like a group of people, you just got to deal with it. It's whatever. It sucks. But look, if you went out with, here's the thing. Cause with girls, if you go out with another girl or like a group of people and like there's a girl there, they're going to freak out because they think you're trying to fuck, okay? But it's like that double standard thing because they could do it whatever and they're just like, no, he's just a friend. And you're like, yeah, she's a friend too. And they're like, no, you're trying to fuck. And you're like, yeah, well, he's trying to fuck you. It's just a weird like battle that goes back and forth. Unless you're like a great couple, which, I mean, good for you guys. I hate you. Side note, do you think she'd like new shoes or a letter for her anniversary? I love this girl. Yo, if you love this girl, get her fucking shoes. It depends. I don't mean to laugh at you, man. If it's like over 6 months, if it's like a 6 month or like a year anniversary, for sure get her the shoes. Actually, if it's the year anniversary or 2 years or something, get her these shoes for sure. Don't give her a letter for your 1 year anniversary. She is gonna be so pissed off. Actually, yeah, that's the best advice I could give you. I mean, you don't have to get her like shoes though. You could take her out to dinner and a movie or something. Take her to see the sunset. But if it's like a real anniversary, do not give her a letter. Are y'all gonna tie the knot? I'm assuming you mean me and JC, who the fucking creep said JC's hot. What's her name stand for? If that's what you're talking about, are me and her gonna tie the knot? Who knows? I hope so. Me and her got big plans in the next year. I'll reveal those if they start coming along even more. TBH, I miss you, and I'm sad I never tried harder. Don't be sad, friend. That's gonna make me sad. Not sad that, like, you didn't try harder. I'm just saying, don't be sad. That's not positive. Just be happy. Go for a walk. Go
listen to my new album, actually. This is Kendrick Lamar again. Go listen to my album, Damn. And just be humble, okay? Because if you tell people that you're humble, that means you're humble. And that's a fact. It's a fact. Fact.
Kendrick, get out of here.
Come on, John. I'm trying to get some airtime.
Kendrick, go, dude. I'm not giving you free sponsorship.
Yo, but, like, we're boys, though. And this is Kendrick Lamar again. This is definitely Kendrick. I don't know what you guys think I do all the time, but I'm in Parma, Ohio with John because he's so humble.
Kendrick, dude, come on.
All right, John, I'll leave you alone for right now.
No, dude, just leave me alone for good. Come on. This dude's so crazy. I can't get him out of here. I hear you like slap boxing other guys' tonsils with your meat. Does that make me gay? Or... I don't even know why I said that. I bet you like girls, faggot. I don't know if that's how you wanted me to read that, but that's how I read it. Yeah, I guess so. If you could get a sense of humor or grow hair, which would you do? Alright, asshole. I think I have a sense of humor. And you know I can't grow hair. So it'd be grow hair. But I kind of like the bald life. The low-ski daddy. I walk into the barbershop, aka Jenna's. And I'm like, yo, bitch. Give me that low-ski daddy. And she's like, okay. And she shaves my head bald. So there's that. Why are you missing an H in your name? Because... I didn't want to be a little basic ass bitch. I'm a basic bitch, 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 bitch. I've never met a cool John, no H, but I've met plenty of cool Johns with an H. Okay. You guys are just fucking assholes, and I'm sick of you. I'm never doing this again until the next podcast. Ha 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 ha. You suck, Baldy. Should I just give up? Is that what you want me to do? Just give up. You're my boy, Blue. Huh. And now it's all redeemed. Whoever just said that, you just made me want to keep fighting. Fighting for my baldness. So thank you. I thank you. And for all the other baldies, I thank you. Remember the good old days when you were cool? Never mind thinking of someone else. You were never cool, Baldy. Alright, you fucking dickhead. You guys are fucking assholes. But I love it. You guys are fantastic, and I thank you. Thank you, I thank you, I thank you. You know that I thank you. You guys are the greatest. Anyway, this is a great episode, y'all. It is the podcast. You voted on what I should talk about. I watched a fucking 2-hour documentary today. I watched documentaries the rest of the week. But I did this 2-hour one today because I really wanted to get some shit. I'll give you the name of the good one that I watched after the podcast. But first, I went on a beautiful run the other day. And then yesterday, I went on a beautiful hike. It was so beautiful. It's called Virginia Kendall. I think it's in Stowe-ish. It's by the Stowe area. Maybe Cuyahoga Falls. I don't really know. Look up Virginia Kendall. But there's like, I'd say it's about a little less than 2 miles of a hike. But it's not like just a normal hike. It's, you're climbing rocks and you're running up hills, climbing over rocks. But at the end of this beautiful, beautiful run or hike, whatever, is probably one of the best views I've ever had. Just my experience. I mean, Northeast Ohio, there's not very many views. 666666. I just said that because I said views. But yeah, I mean, Virginia Kendall, dude, it's really, really nice. I recommend you guys go look. You're on a cliff and you're looking out over like treetops, and it's just, it's nice. It's really nice. I read a, and then we went to a coffee spot. We went to Nervous Dog. Yo, if you're ever in that area of Stowe, go to Nervous Dog. It's one of those little shops that I was talking about that has like art and shit. Dude, it's so good. And it's real coffee. It's not like that Starbucks Dunkin' bullshit. It's real coffee. So go fucking try it out. Shout out to JC, by the way. I said that I wanted a planner, like a weekly planner. She fucking bought me one. Also, she bought me a new notebook for my fucking podcast. So shout out to her. The cover of it says, "Be bold, take risks, live life freely, lead by example, trust your gut. Say what you feel, mean what you say, express gratitude, believe in yourself, or believe in your power, exceed your expectations, dance the night away, skip down the street, don't take no for an answer, be your best self, don't look back." She's fucking dope. She is so sick. She's the coolest. Then you turn it up, you open it up on the inside, says, she wrote me a little note. "JT, this notebook is for your daily thoughts, hopes, and dreams. I'm so proud of what you've already accomplished within your podcast, and I know something amazing will come from it. I support you in everything you wish to do, so never forget that I love you." XOXOJC. Still not telling you creepy-ass motherfucker what her name is, but her name is Jenny Couchman. Anyway, so, yeah, dude, that was dope of her. She didn't have to do shit like that. She does stuff like that for me a lot. And I appreciate it. So shout out to you, JC. You the real MVP. Especially, dude, if anything happens from this podcast, she's like the real fucking MVP. Because she's the one that pushed me to do it. So yeah, shout out to her. I read a article about Chance the Rapper. He had a intern, and he was taking resumes online, like on Twitter or something. And the one dude that, like, won, his resume, he built a website to highlight his qualifications. So I'm assuming, like, that he could communicate, like, pretty much use the internet, fucking, you know what I mean? And so they were, like, messaging back and forth for a little bit. Then he didn't hear from him for, like, 3 weeks. And he was like, fuck, man, like, I didn't get it. Like, getting worried. 3 a.m. after, like, a bunch of weeks. I think it was either 3 or it might have been even more. Chance just texted him and was like, "How are you?" And he ended up working with him, and his job was like contacting collaborators, like giving him different ideas, some other stuff. The first time he met him, Chance flew him to San Francisco on one of his tours, and he flew him to like by Oracle Arena. And he said, like, he walked in, Chance's guys were watching a Bulls playoff game. And Chance was, like, the first one to reach out to him and shake his hand. He's like, "Hey, like, really glad you could make it." And he said life on the road was the most surprising thing for chances, I guess, lifestyle. It was just the life on the road. But what stuck with me is that he worked with Chance for his whole tour, I believe. And the thing that he took away from it was that you need to just fucking chase your goals and do what you love. And your goals don't have a finish line. So don't ever give up, basically. And I like that a lot. That's kind of how I feel with this. I'm not going to give up. You motherfuckers keep calling me baldy and shit. But I continue to put these podcasts out for the people who appreciate, don't hate. Sports news. The Mayweather-McGregor bullshit. Mayweather posted something on Instagram saying, don't believe the media unless it comes as a quote from me. It's not true. Address McGregor. He said, let's wear 8-ounce gloves. You can wear any brand you want. I'll be in 8-ounce Grant gloves. Shout out to Grant boxing gloves. And he was just like, anything he needs to feel more comfortable, he'll accommodate. He's like, I'll work with you, whatever. And then Max Kellerman, he like posted another video, or no, he didn't post it, but he, like on whatever he is on, First Take or whatever, he's still like, they could be fighting with no gloves. If it's in a boxing ring, McGregor or Mayweather is going to win. McGregor has no chance. I'll be surprised if he lands one shot. And Brendan Schaub's like, yo, that's about $100,000 that McGregor wins rounds. And Maxi Pad didn't want to bet. Anyway, so this marijuana shit, man. Oh, I got a lot of fucking notes. I got like 4 pages of notes. So I guess let's get right into this fucking shit. Yeah! Because if you swear on a podcast, people know that you mean business, right? So, stoners get, like, a bad rap. They are like, yeah, you guys are lazy, you're stupid. But that's not even true. There's tons of successful stoners. And, like, there's so many actors, actresses, business people, public figures that smoke, or like at least eat edibles or something. It's crazy. Like, there's so many successful people, and I'm gonna start this by saying, like, kids should not be smoking weed. But at the age of 18 or 21, whatever you want to make it, it should be legal for anybody. The idea that you could tell a grown person not to do something is so fucking bizarre. It is so bizarre. And just think of, like, alcohol versus weed. Alcoholics are, they're addicted to it. They, like, pain pills are prescribed to people. Alcoholics, they're addicted. It's embarrassing if you know an alcoholic, chances are it's just embarrassing that somebody gets addicted to something like that, a drink. And how it's, like, promoted in the media. Like, the NFL is sponsored by it. UFC is sponsored by it. Every sport is sponsored by some type of beer. And there are so... I didn't do the research on this. I guess I should have. But there's so many deaths every year from drunk drivers. There's not one death from weed. If there's a death, please... If there's, like, a real legit death from weed, please show us where the body... Or show us how they died. There is no fucking way that somebody died from weed. You are batshit crazy. Unless, I don't even know. I got nothing. It's insane. Like, with the pain pill thing, I'm going to be jumping around a lot. I got, like I said, I got a lot of notes. But the pain pill thing, I tore my ACL in high school. And after the surgery, the doctor prescribed me, it was either Oxycontin or like Vicodin, something like that, Percocet, whatever it was. And I was like, look, I don't want it. Like, I don't want to take this. I don't want to get addicted to it. And he's like, if you don't want to get addicted, you won't. What the fuck? You just told a 17-year-old that said he didn't want to take a pain pill, just basically just take it. Because, yeah, just take it. That shit, like, thinking about it now is bizarre. That a doctor, like a family doctor, was like, if you don't want to get addicted, you won't. Okay, do you think anybody wants to get fucking addicted to a pain pill? Or, like, a serious drug, like heroin, crack, like, you think that's what they're going into it thinking? Yeah, let's do this. It's gonna be fucking sweet. Let me ruin my life. And then stoners get, like, that dirty hippie, like, that dirty hippie persona, like, they don't shower. That's such a small percent. Most of the people, you probably wouldn't even know that they were stoners. And then they say, like, yeah, well, it's the gateway drug. That's a bullshit lie. If somebody smoked weed and then graduated, ew, that's a gross way to say that. If somebody smoked weed and then moved on to something serious, a pain pill, heroin, they have other issues in their head. It's not from weed. No one goes, I smoked weed a lot, and I've never been like, let me see if I can just up the ante. Never. And the people who have smoked too, by the way, they know that it's harmless. And then, like, people talk about how dangerous it is, but how can something that's so harmless be considered so dangerous? I really would like to know, like, where these people get the idea that weed is so dangerous and so bad. Such a bad drug. You know what else is a bad drug if you take too much? Caffeine. You could die from that. What else is a bad drug? Tylenol. If you take too much of that, you're gonna be all fucked up. Alcohol. Like, any kind of cough syrup. Mucinex, even. Like, and, alright, yeah, weed's not for everybody. But don't tell people if it's not for them, if that makes sense. Like, if you don't like weed, cool, that's fine. But don't tell me that I'm not allowed to use it. That's like telling a transgender, if they think that they're a boy, or I don't really know like how to word it, but that's like telling a transgender boy that they're really a girl and just being like, nope, you're a girl, you can't be a boy. But they're like, no, like, I identify as a girl. Or whatever I just said. I don't know. Oh, and the fucking thing. They said cigarettes kill over 5 million people a year. 5 million people a year. That's fucking bananas. And I used to think this was false, but every study ever done never linked weed with any kind of cancer. And I always thought if you put smoke in, it's not good. I still kind of believe that like no matter what kind of smoke you're putting in your body, it's still not good for your lungs. But they said they couldn't link it. I don't know what percent of time that's over, but, you know. And then as far as like the jail system, whatever you want to say, I was watching Viceland a couple weeks ago, and in New Orleans, they have a 3-strike rule, which means you get 3 strikes for anything, you're going to jail. And this guy, like when he was younger, like 16 or 17, he got caught twice with coke. And then he was clean, went to rehab, cleaned his life up, living a life, working like 2 jobs. He got stopped one day. He had a joint in his pocket. He's serving a 10-year sentence That is fucking bonkers. Then, a guy, his name's John Whitworth, you could look this up. The cops suspected that he had, like, a huge amount of weed on him. They storm the house in the middle of the night, shoot his dog. His kids and his, like, girl, they're, like, freaking out. This dude just watched his dog die. The kids watched his dog die, get shot. They're freaking out. Their dad's in handcuffs with, like, six cops around him. They found a pipe and a grinder. And still fined him $300. I don't know if he got any kind of time, but that's retarded. And look, okay, I just said retarded. Let me address. I have nothing. I didn't mean it in, like, a bad way. So, I mean it in the way that, like, when I was growing up, like, you see something stupid, you say, that's fucking retarded. I don't mean actual people with issues. Okay, so then it said 60% of the drug cartel, like Mexican drug cartel, is linked to marijuana. So I thought if you legalize weed, the cartel's profits are going to drop. And then they showed how much money the drug cartel makes. $370 billion worth of marijuana money. For the drug cartel. I don't know how the fuck to say that. I probably just sound as stupid as fuck. Then they were talking about the war on drugs. And this is Nixon's guy that said this. He said that the only reason they did the war on drugs was for political reasons. They also told libraries to pull any information they had on marijuana or hemp. How fucking bizarre is that? If that doesn't make you think, what the fuck? Actually, anytime you hear war on, you should get, like, those skeptical hippo eyes. Because, like, the war on drugs. Drugs is a noun. Or the the war on terror. You want to have a war on a concept? That doesn't really make sense. War. Like, motivation. That's, like, what they want you to think. They hear war, and they're just like, man, this is going to motivate them. You hear the word war, and you're like, alarm goes off in your head. Just like if you have, like, an infection and, like, the blood cells go around it, that's, like, a war. Or, like, when ants get that, that call to action, that's war. Man. The word war... War on is like, okay, there's an outsider doing something, and we need to be fired up right now. Man, maybe after this, I'll tell you guys some of my stoner stories, dude. Oh, yeah, because this is how stoners talk. And, like, the war on drugs. When have you ever, like, not been able to find weed if you needed it? Like, the war on drugs isn't really getting rid of drugs. It's just putting people in jail. I wrote this one down because I started thinking while I'm watching this shit, and they're talking about how weed's illegal. How is it legal to own a gun? A fucking gun. You could kill somebody with a gun. A gun. A firearm. You could shoot somebody in the fucking head. But you can't smoke a joint. How bizarre is that? Then they were talking about, like, the medical properties of it, you know? Like CBDs. Cannabinoids. And they said, like, it's for sure a cure for MS, nausea, pain, glaucoma, colitis, migraines. Then it said there's, like, 100 things they didn't mention, because it's not, I don't think it's, like, guaranteed, probably. And then Snoop Dogg was like, motherfucker, why you think I look so good? And then they were like, different strains, think of those as, like, different prescriptions. So, like, you give somebody an indica, they're going to relax, they're going to be calm, you know, their pain's not going to be gone. You give somebody a sativa, they're going to be up, they're going to be thinking, they're going to be ready to go. It's just weird. It's, I don't know, man. The news is going to tell you some crazy shit. I learned that from this. Oh, by the way, with my ACL shit, they did a survey of 111 football players, and it was like 98% had CTE, which is, I forget what the fuck it stands for. It's like brain. See, I got CTE. They said it's something with your brain. It's not a concussion, but it's like repeated hits to the head, and you get fucked up. And they said 95% of football players at, get this, any level have some type of CTE. What if medical marijuana helps it, but people have this weird, it's like, weed is like pit bulls. Everybody's so scared of them, but for what? You get a cute little pit bull, I'm sure they're fine. Man, it's weird. The news will tell you. Remember how I said I didn't watch the news? And it's because, like, all they care about is showing you murder, arrests, bombs. By the way, you know how all this shit's going on with North Korea with, well, they're testing missiles. They're testing missiles. I'm just going to say this. Maybe if you guys want me to continue on it, I will do some more research. But has North Korea really ever invaded anybody? We're so worried about them fucking launching missiles. How many people... Hasn't America invaded like 20, 30 places? Look, I love America. But for them to be like, North Korea's gonna bomb us. That's for a fucking news title. Korea isn't... I don't think they're gonna do anything. And even if they are gonna do something, why are you gonna waste your time thinking about it? You're gonna make yourself... You're going to drive yourself nuts if you just keep thinking about, is North Korea going to bomb us? Just looking at that all the time. Look, if they bomb us, they bomb us. And I would like to know that day, maybe, so I could do some crazy shit. But if we die, we die. Whatever, man. I'm not going to live my whole life worrying about if North Korea is going to bomb me. The news is so fucking weird. These guys, they put their makeup on. They're reading off a script, but they're acting like it's not off a script. They showed like 4 or 5 different news places. I'm assuming it's during Christmas time. They all said, it's okay, you can admit it if you bought an item or 2 or 10 for yourself. Word for word, they all said it. Like, you can Google that. It was... It was very, very weird. I was going to say weed. Anyway. And so the past... Man, I just realized that this probably has no direction. I'm just rambling. This podcast is still getting its legs. Forgive me. I'm not a pro at this, but I'm getting better. The past 3 presidents have at least admitted to smoking weed. Just at least smoked weed. They should be jailed, no? Imagine if the founding fathers were all like, when they found like America, if they were just like, you know what? While we're at it, let's ban that plant too. And the guys in the back like, yeah, good call. I don't know why that's my voice. If you do you know anybody that is on some type of pill for medicine, or like, I know at least with my grandma, she's like, she has to have pills for other pills because of the side effects. Or when you look at something and you can't even pronounce the name of it, that's probably not a good sign, right? You get like, you get a pill, and they're just like, side effects may include explosive diarrhea, bleeding from the eyes, erections lasting 19 hours, exploding erections. You're like, wait, what? Exploding erections? Depression, death, kidney stones, IBS, or pain while urinating. And you're like, wait a minute, what did they just say? And you go listen to it again, you're like, depression, death, exploding erections. I don't want my erection to explode. It doesn't sound enjoyable for anybody. And then they'll be like, while you're taking blank, don't operate heavy machinery. Meanwhile, the girl in the commercial is riding a tractor through a cornfield. You're like, that's a true story. I actually saw that one time. And then I was thinking, like, what would the one for weed be? Like, the weed one would be like, side effects may include food tastes better, sex feels better, you'll be relaxed, laughy, sleepy, hungry, you'll love more, life's more beautiful. So, if you're still with me, actually, I'll put that as a Twitter poll. Actually, go vote on my Twitter poll. I'm thinking if you guys want me to create a like social media for this, that, and those. I had some UFC news I was going to talk about, but I don't really feel like talking about it. I feel like this podcast really got off the rails when I started talking about weed. But if you listen to it, I appreciate it. I really do. You know I appreciate you guys. I don't have fans. I have friends. Haha, I love that. I really don't, though. I have a lot of friends that support me, and that's why this podcast is coming up on, what is it, like 750 downloads just on Podbean? That's incredible. This hasn't even, I don't even think it's been 2 months, and I'm at almost 750 downloads. Thank you so, so much. And I know, like, you're probably like, yeah, well, this is 22 episodes, and you only have 750 downloads, but that's whatever, man. I'll get there, right? One more note before I sign off on the marijuana, about like it becoming legal, is that, this is a quote, the tipping point is that magic moment when an idea, a trend, or a social behavior crosses a threshold, tips over, and spreads like wildfire. And I feel like that is what's happening with like the legalization of marijuana. Like, that was a quote from Malcolm Gladwell. But like what I was saying is, I feel like there's no going back now. Now that people realize, like more and more people realize that it's a harmless plant. Now that the cat's out of the bag, I don't think it's going back in. Pandora only comes out of the box. Doesn't go back in, y'all. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one, even though I know I got off the rails. But you guys are the best. Also, I need a... I was actually talking to this guy today, just a little bit. We just messaged back and forth. He trains jiu-jitsu, I believe. I got a couple guys that train jiu-jitsu that said they would come on. Anyway, man, just stay tuned. Keep messing around on my Twitter polls. DM me if you got any questions. DM me if you know any sponsors or if you want to be a sponsor. Yeah, man, I love you guys. Keep being awesome. Keep supporting me. I love this, and I love you guys. And as always, until next time, peace.